Okay, shalom everybody. Very festive day, very exciting. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Peches, which is the last daf in the Maseches Yuma, as we celebrate finishing the Masechta, almost 3 months, 3 months of work. Mazel tov, very exciting everybody. And I hope you're excited to start the Maseches Sukkah tomorrow. But before we get to Maseches Sukkah, we do actually have to finish the Masechta. So we're here at Pezayin and Mabez, a little bit down, like 10 lines down from the top. Tanu Rabbanan, mitzvahs vidui erev yom ha-kippurim in chashecha. The mitzvah to do vidui in Yom Kippur is from sundown on erev Yom Kippur. Aval amr chachamim, but Chazal said, yisvad ekodem sheyochav yishta, you should do vidui before you have sudas and hafsekas, that's why we have vidui mincha, shamet itarev daito basuda, because maybe his mind will become messed up. Right, he will become worried. He'll become nervous. Could be, or he'll become drunk. Rashi says, "Machmas shichrus." Again, back then, people had it was very common to have wine with their meals, so it could be carried away. So we don't want you to, you know, get drunk and fall asleep. So to make sure you do the vidui at least once, right, before that possibility, right, we do vidui at mincha for zirum nafsekes. Now, obviously, not obviously, but perhaps this is not what you learned. The Rambam is known for quoting, and is also, if I'm not mistaken, broke down by others, is that the reason we say vidui and mincha on erev Yom Kippur before Zuma Sekas is not because you might get drunk, but because you might choke and you might not get the opportunity to say that vidui. And so Pashtus is that the Rambam must have had a different gears on the Gemara, because our Gemara is not going to mention that at all. Must be, there's no way he would have just inserted his own reason. This whole titarif daito does not mean at all that you might choke and not get the opportunity. So it must be just he had a different text. Okay, even though a person does vidui before sudan mafsekas, mizvade la'achar sheyochav yishta, he does it again, right? Does vidui again, shami ira davar kelkalav besuda, because maybe he had some sort of chait that happened during the suda. Very possible. Vafel pi sheis vade arvis, he's vade shachris. Shachris he's vade b'musaf. B'musaf he's vade b'mincha. B'mincha he's vade b'ni'ila. Right, as you know, we do vidui the entire day. Right, even though you did vidui in one tefillah, doesn't mean you shouldn't do the next tefillah. Right, there's still some time in between, unfortunately, to do an avera. So even in the middle of davening itself, right, unfortunately, there's time to do an avera. Ve'echan omro. So where do you say vidui in the tefillahs in Yom Kippur? So yachid. As you're perhaps familiar, right, we say our vidui after Shmoneh Esrei is over, right, in the Kainet Zor, right, after you say, that's where we say our vidui, and obviously the Shlech Tzibur says it in the middle of his. My Amar, what is the vidui that a person will say? So a long list of possibilities. Some of them we certainly will sound familiar from the davening, but others we do not have that custom. And the first, okay. So either way, some Rav says, "Ata yodeh razeh olam," that we do have in our tefillah. Shmuel amar mimamake halev, that if I'm not mistaken, we do not have in our tefillah. Levi amar uvizchoros chakos uleimar. We quote all these psukim. That certainly we do. Rabbi Yochanan amar ribon haolamim. A tefillah called Ribon HaOlamim, that I'm not sure if we have. Rashi says, yeah, Kilo Tzik Asenu, right? A pretty well known song. Kilo Tzik Asenu, Anachnu Mapilim Tachronim Lefanecha. So that's what we do say. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ki Avono Seinu Rabu Milimnos. Right, our sins are too many to count. V'chatainu atzmo misaper, and our sins, right, you already atzmo, not atzmo, but atzmo are too great, also too big to tell over. Okay, Rav Nuna says, "Elokai Ashlan Atarti Eni Chidai." This should again certainly sound familiar from the end of Shmoneh Esrei and Yom Kippur. Akash Baruch Hu, until I was created, I wasn't worthy. V'achshav Shenatarti Kilu Shlanatarti. Right now that I was created, it's as if I wasn't created because I did so poorly. Right, afar ani b'chayav v'kal v'chorum mitzasi. I am dust when I'm alive, and certainly when I pass away. Hare ani l'fanecha kechli malei busho chlima. I am a vessel filled with embarrassment. He rotem l'fanecha shalo echta v'mash chatasi marok b'machamecha harabim. Right, he rotem that I won't sin, and when I did sin, I should be erased. Avalo ide yisurim, and we add chalei imroim, but not through, again, as we mentioned yesterday, and sometimes a person needs to have yisurim afflictions, pain, right? Suffering, right, to atone for sin. So we daven that we want our sins to get erased, but not through Yisurim. V'ayinu dividu di Rava kula shaza. This is what Rava said all the time. Rav Nuna zuta b'yom kippur. Rav Nuna has said this on Yom Kippur. Amar zutra lo amran ela de lo amar. Aval anachnu chatanet. All of this, says Mar Zutra, is only if you did not say, right, aval anachnu chatanet, that we all sinned. Aval amar aval anachnu chatanu. It's kind of a weird reading, right? Aval amar aval anachnu chatanu. But if you said that this tefillah of aval anachnu chatanu, suul torech, you don't need to say anything else. That's taka, and that's taka the vidui. That's the s, you know, kind of the crucial part of vidui. The amar bar hamdudi, because bar hamdudi said, "I was coming to come to Shmuel. I was standing. I guess taka he was davening with Shmuel." Apparently, Shmuel was sitting during davening, and Shlach Tzibur, I guess he was older or whatever, or maybe just they had the minhag not to stand during Chodar Sashat, many people do. But anyway, Tachlis, when he got to this part of Va'anachno Chatanu, so Shmuel got up, right, implying that it was the Iker part of the Vidui. So jumped the gun. Amar, so Rav Hamduni said, Shmamina, we see from this that Iker Vidui hu, Haihu, right, apparently this is the Iker part of the Vidui. Tanah Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah over there, that Mishnah is in, let's see, in Tainus, okay, that makes sense. V'shlosha prokim b'shana kohanim nosim miskapayim, 3 times a year, the kohanim, right, do the dochanim, right, arba panim bayom, 4 times during the day, right, meaning certain times of the year, meaning tachlis, the kohanim dochan on a couple of times of the year, 3 times a year, right, the kohanim dochan in every tefillah, right, biyom b'shachas b'mosav mincha uvanilas sharim, right, on shachas, right, 4 times a day, right, shachas b'mosav mincha and nila, right, so Elohim, what are those days, right, we're familiar with Yom Kippur, but there are 2 other days, Shloshim Prakim Taniyos Umamados Uviyom Kippurim. The 3 times, obviously, we know Yom Kippur. The Taniyos, again, as I've mentioned before in the Masechta, usually Taniyos in the Gemara refers to the fast that they decreed if there was no rain. So that if it got progressively worse, if there really was no rain, so they got to the point where the fast was Kimat, right, as strict as Yom Kippur. So they would say they were duchen in all 4 tefillos. Uvamamados. The Ma'amados were basically that the Kohanim and the Levim are working in the Beis HaMikdash. Am Yisrael also sent representatives to the Beis HaMikdash, and corresponding to the, and they were broken down, right, just like we sent different Mishmaros of Kohanim, right, there were different, like, turns of Kohanim. So too, they had 24 groups of Yisraelim, who were called the Ma'amados, who were basically, they would go to the Beis HaMikdash, kind of represent Am Yisrael. They would stand and maybe put their head on the Korban Tamid or whatever. So basically, some of this Ma'amad would go to the Beis HaMikdash. The other people would stay home and daven like it was Yom Kippur on 4 days of the week. Right? Rashi already points out, on 4 days of Monday through Thursday, right, they would fast as well, and they would do these tefillos. Those are the 3 days when the Kohanim would duchen every single tefillah. My Nila Sharim, what is this Nila situation that we're talking about? So Rav Amar Slusi Seira. It's an extra Shmon Esrei. Shmuel Amar Me'enu Me'chayenu. We certainly say that on Yom Kippur, right? But Machazdinu Matzikosenu, right, etc. Mano Malo Fanacha, right? We definitely have that tefillah. But Shmuel says that's Nila, right? Not an extra Shmon Esrei. Rav says it's an extra Shmon Esrei. Mezvei, hold on 1 second. I'll ask you a question. Again, Shmuel that said that Nila is not Shmon Esrei. How can you tell me Nila is not Shmon Esrei? Or Yom Kippurim on Erev Yom Kippur, right? There, if you remember by Pesachim, right? They had or what's with the first couple daf? What's or? So or Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, and Mispal Sheva Umisvade, right? You say a Shmon Esrei of 7 brachos, and you do vidui, right? Again, the standard Tefillah Shmon Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov is 7 brachos. B'shachas mispal sheva mispada, so too by shachas. B'mosaf mispal sheva mispada, so too by mosaf. B'mincha mispal sheva mispada, so too by mincha. And here's the kicker: b'ni'ila mispal sheva mispada, so too umisvada, so too by ni'ila. So you see that it's a Shmon Esrei. This part, the next part, is taken out by the Gra? No, yeah, the Gra takes that out. Skip a little bit more. Meaning different Rabbi Meir, right? Go down to the next line. Meaning, and in all those, you finish with vidui. Did Rabbi Meir? It's Rabbi Meir shita. V'chachamim omrim mispal sheva. You can say Shmon Esrei sheva or seven, right? The seven brachos Shmon Esrei. From Ratzal Achlam vidui chosim. Right, but if he wants, right, he can do vidui. Right, he can say vidui at the end. He doesn't have to. Excuse me. Anyway, from the Brisa, we see that Ne'ila is a Shmon Esrei. Again, so what do we say about that? So Gemara says, Echanami, that's Tiyufta, the Shmuel, Tiyufta, that actually does reject Shmuel, and we see that, as you know, Ne'ila is its own Tfila, it's its own Shmon Esrei. Ula Barav, Nachas Kamei Rava, Ula Barav went to daven in front of Rava, Pasach Batav Bechartanu, Vesim, Beme Anu, Mechayenu, Ushvache. Right? Again, he did this, he started with Atav Bechartanu for the seven brachos, he ended up with Ma Anu Mechayenu, right, and he praised him. Well, again, we have a similar nusach as well. Ravuda Breder of Nasan Amar, Ravuda Breder of Nasan says, V'yachid Omra Achar Tvilaso. A Yachid says it, right, again, Anu Mechayenu, again, like we do, that we say that after Shmon Esrei. Amar Rav says, Tvilas Ne'ila Poter Es Shal Arvis. Interesting, right, we definitely don't have Pascha like that, but Ne'ila Poter's Mairiv. I mean, a person who davens Ne'ila does not have to say Mairiv anymore. Again, Pasha says that Rav is holding, that Rav says that Ne'ila is done after nightfall, and the Gemara says now Rav Latame, and this is Rav Shita, Damar Tzlusa Yisirahi, who says it's an extra tefillah, came to the Tzalilei, Sulo Tzarech, and once he davens it, right again at night, right, he doesn't have to say Shmon Esrei again at night. The Gemara says, one second, Rav really said that Mairiv. Right, again, that Ne'ila counts for Ma'ariv, that you don't have to daven Ma'ariv. Amar Rav says, Halacha k'divrei Omer Tfilas Arvis, Rishus. He says that the Halacha is according to the one who says Ma'ariv is Rishus. So what do you mean that Ne'ila gets you out of davening Ma'ariv? You never have to daven Ma'ariv. It's Rishus. So Gemara's answer is, L'divrei Omer Chobak Omer. No, Rav was just saying, meaning this Shita that says that Ne'ila, really Rav holds that Ma'ariv is Rishus. And Lechora, you never actually have to daven Ma'ariv. Rav was just saying that Ne'ila gets you out of davening Ma'ariv. That's even according to the one who says that Ma'ariv is a chova. Now, the machlokas between the Manda Amar is that whether Tfilas Arvis or Shus, right, that's already Gemara in Brachos that we saw about a year ago, maybe a little bit more than a year ago. And we pointed out then that it's not really optional. Right? First of all, Am Yisrael accepted it as a chova, right, as a chiyuv, that already Rambam writes and other people that we certainly, even if Ma'ariv is Rishus, we've accepted it as a chova. And the Tosos already, the Tosos here has a long Tosos and questions, doesn't like this so much, doesn't understand. Because really, when we say Rishus, it doesn't really mean that it's optional, it just means, again, Tosos says this also in Brachos, if I'm not mistaken, that when we say it's Rishus, it means if you're faced with two options. Right, let's say either you only have a little bit of time and you only have one mitzvah to do, one mitzvah that you can fulfill in a lot of time, and you have a choice between my event, I don't know, doing some other mitzvah, you should do the other mitzvah. Okay, but again, the other ways to understand the ma'isa tachlis, we all obviously have to daven Ma'ariv. Okay, well, one second. Now, right, okay, so back to our machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, as to whether Ne'ila is a tefillah in and of itself, that was kind of before. Now Rav says that Ne'ila paters Ma'ariv if you daven it after nightfall. So Gemara says, one second, basically, hold on, I'll ask you a question. Or Yom HaKippurim Mispal, Shavu Misvade, at night, Erev Yom Kippur, meaning for Ma'ariv, for Yom Kippur, so you daven seven brachos and you do vidui, Shachar Shavu Misvade, Musaf Shavu Misvade, Ne'ila Mispal Shavu Misvade. Right, and then, right, what happens after Ne'ila? Arvis mispal sheva me'ein Shmon Esrei. Right, what do you do with Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv, the Brisa here is discussing Ma'ariv on Motzei Yom Kippur, right? Probably the fastest Ma'ariv of the year, with good reason, because people are waiting for you at home. Maybe the wife is waiting for you to make Avdala. Right, you have to say Kiddush Lavana. Right, in a Chanami, it's not without reason that it's fast. But what do you do? Again, the Gemara here entertains the possibility of moving it along. The first suggestion is for the Ma'ariv on Motzei Yom Kippur, right, mispal sheva me'ein Shmon Esrei. Right, you say seven brachos like a Shmon Esrei, meaning you say Avinenu, right? You kind of, you move it along. So that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Mishum Rav Osef, Mishpal Shmon Esrei, Shleim Los, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says you daven the entire thing, but Mishat Tzarech Lomar Havdalah B'Chonin Hadas, because he says you can't say Havdalah, right, at Chonin Tanah, Mad Terzak, etc., right, that you say in Shmon Esrei, you can't say that in Havinenu, in the middle of a Tefillah Katzara, so you have to say all the brachos. But again, obviously everybody is saying here that you have to say Ma'ariv, right, after Yom Kippur. So that's against Rav. Rav said, you daven Ne'ili, you don't have to say Ma'ariv. Gemara says Tanahi. Really, it's Machlokes Tanai. The Tanai has one that a Braisa kol chayv tefilos told them kedarkan beyom kippurim. Fascinating proof that it's really Machlokes Tanayim, but really lechora nothing to do with anything. But you'll see the implication, right, that it is a Machlokes. Meaning all chayv tefilos, anybody has to go to the mikvah. Anybody is a chiyav, let's say, their day to go to the mikvah falls out to become tahor, to falls out on Yom Kippur. So the Braisa says, the Tanakama says, Tovim Kedarkan Yom Kippur, and they can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. It's totally fine. Again, we don't necessarily pass on like this, but the Tanakhama holds that it's fine to go to the mikvah if that's your day to go to the mikvah falls out on Yom Kippur. Again, washing yourself is only usher if it's shel tainug, if it's shel pleasure, for pleasure. Right, this is for halacha. Nidu v'yoledes, what about a nidu? Someone just gave birth. Tovim Kedarkan b'leili Yom Kippur, they can go on Erev Yom Kippur, meaning at night. Right, usually that's the minute, right? Certainly a nidu goes at night, and yoledes as well. So they can go at night. Balkari tovel v'holei chada mincha. A balkari can go be tovel himself, and this is going to be the proof. Balkari, if someone receives an emission of any type, right? Even if a man is with his wife, so then he has a status of a balkari. So a person who sees any type of seminal emission, so he has to go to the mikvah. Now, midaraisa, he does not, but Chazal, Ezra decided that any balkari should go to the mikvah before davening or learning Torah. That was repealed afterwards, but this is, Braisa is talking about that halacha, so that a balkari goes to the mikvah up until mincha, right, up until he davened mincha. So the point over here is that, again, that ne'ila, right, that even though he hasn't said ne'ila yet, right, again, he just finished mincha, right, after mincha is ne'ila, right, but we're not going to let him go to the mikvah during the day because ne'ila happens at night. And again, you should just wait until after Yom Kippur is over and you don't have any other restrictions, you should go to the mikvah. So again, the Tanakhama is holding that ne'ila is said at night. The Pasha says, Rashi, that they hold that if you say Ne'ila at night, that potters you also from saying Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Hayom Kulo. No, you can go to the mikvah, right, if someone's a Balkari, you can go to the mikvah through the whole day, right, implying that Ne'ila is a daytime prayer, right, because meaning otherwise Balkari would not have to go to the mikvah, right? You could just wait until the Yom Kippur is over, then go to the mikvah, then say ne'ila, and say, you know, and etc. So Rabbi Yossi apparently holds that ne'ila is a daytime tefillah, and that's why a balkari has to go to the mikvah, even if it's after mincha. So obviously he doesn't hold, right, that ma'ariv is a nighttime prayer. So obviously Rabbi Yossi does not hold that ne'ila substitutes for ma'ariv. Okay, so that's really Tanaihi, and that's how Rav can hold that ne'ila patrus ma'ariv, because he holds like the Tanakhama. Or Minhu, hold on, I'll ask you a stira. Hazav, Hazavah, Hamatorah, Hamatoras, meaning this is a stira between this brisa we just quoted and the brisa we're about to quote right now. And you'll see that the shitas are different. The shitas are flipped. So the Hazav, Hazavah, Hamatorah, Hamatoras, Ubal Nida, Vitamemes, Tovlin Kedar can be on a Kippur, and all those people who need to go to the mikvah can go regularly on Yom Kippur. Nida, Violetas, Tovlos, Kedar can be on Yom Kippur, they can Nida and Violetas can go at night. Balkari, Tovlin, Beholas, Kol Yom Kulo. The Tanakhama here holds that the Balkari, someone who sees a seminal mission, can go all day, implying that he holds that Ne'ila is a daytime tefillah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, Minimichol, Lamaila, Inu Yachol, Litvol, but already after Mincha, he can't go to the mikvah. Apparently, he holds that Ne'ila is at night, and therefore, Ne'ila would substitute perhaps for Ma'ariv, but that's the opposite of what we just quoted in the previous brisa. Right? The previous brisa, Rabbi Yossi said that a Balkari can go to the mikvah the entire day, and Tanakhama held that after Mincha, he no longer has to. So Gemara says, Balkasha, how did Tzali tu as Ne'ila, how did Lot Tzali? And Echonami, that in the second brisa, right, if someone said Ne'ila already, so then Rabbi Yossi does not require, right, that person to go to the mikvah. But if you didn't say Ne'ila yet, right, the first brisa, right, you haven't said Ne'ila yet, so there, Rabbi Yossi says, right, you, the Baal Keri can still go to the mikvah. And in the second verse, he says he can't go anymore if he's already said ni'ilah. The Gemara says, either tzali, my time, or the Rabbanan. Well, that only works one way, right? If you tell me that Rabbi Yossi is going to tell you, say in the second brisa, the Baal Keri cannot go to the mikvah in Yom Kippur if you're already davening ni'ilah, in the first brisa, he says that you can go to the mikvah if you haven't davened ni'ilah yet, so then why would the Rabbanan forbid him to go the other, meaning the Rabbanan hold the opposite? So why would the Rabbanan hold in a case where he davened already that he can still go to the mikvah? And why would they hold in a case where he hasn't davened yet that he doesn't need to go to the mikvah? So Gemara says, because every Rabbanan tefillah is mana mitzvah. Because the Chachamim hold that the tefillah, going to the mikvah on the proper day, is a mitzvah. So even if you went and davened ni'ilah already, according to the Chachamim, you can still go to the mikvah in Yom Kippur, because it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah on the day in which it's a mitzvah. And the day when you're supposed to, right? That's a mitzvah. Right, that's a machokas. Right, throughout different areas, different places in Shas, whether tefillah is a mitzvah, whether going to the mikvah on the proper day is a mitzvah or not, and obviously many nafkaminas lehalacha. So Gemara says, "Mekadu Rabbi Yossi sover lav mitzvah." Okay, so if the Chachamim hold tefillah bismana mitzvah, that implies Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not. But the problem is, Rabbi Yossi holds that it is. V'atanya v'lundin arbaisa harshaya shem kosev al besaro. This is already back in Masechta Shabbos, if you remember. If a person has his hand written, or has on his hands, or on something, right, on the part of his body, he has the Shem Hashem written on it. So, Harei Zelo Yitzchatz Velo Yisoch, he shouldn't wash or anoint that area, because he's going to erase the Shem Hashem. He shouldn't stand in a disgusting place. And if he has to go to the mikvah for a mitzvah, so then he should wrap some sort of gemi, some sort of reed, some sort of grass over the Shem Hashem, and then go to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yorvi Tovo Kedarko. He said, no, you can just go to the mikvah as is, as long as you don't scrub it out. So the Kaima London, we explain what's going on with this price. The question is whether tefillah bismana is a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yossi, tefillah bismana is a mitzvah. So we're not going to bother you to look for this reed, this type of protective thing, because you may not go to the mikvah because you can't find this reed, and then you'll have missed the opportunity to do a mitzvah by going to the mikvah on time. According to Tanakama, he holds that tefillah is not a mitzvah. So we're going to make you go find this reed to cover up the Shem Hashem. And if you miss the mikvah on today, right, so it's not a big deal. But that's against Rabbi Yossi. We just explained the Chachamim and our price holds that tefillah bismana is a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yossi therefore holds tefillah bismana lav mitzvah. This price says that Rabbi Yossi holds that tefillah bismana is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Two different Rabbi Yossis. Ahir Rabbi Yossi, where are you? Our brisa is Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. The Tanya is one of the brisa. Again, this is a very complicated kind of Gemara towards the beginning of Nida, where a woman has to go to the mikvah, but she's not sure when. Right, if she has some sort of miscarriage, and she's not sure when she has to go to the mikvah, so Beisol and Beishamai go back and forth. Basically, that's debating slightly, but really saying that she has to go to the mikvah on every single day, right? When it was possible that was the day she had to go to the mikvah, right? Obviously, implying that they hold that tefillah bismana is a mitzvah, so therefore she can't miss it. But Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda said back in our Gemara, "Dial the tefillah shetev achrona." Let her just go to the mikvah at the end, at the last possible day. Right, and then she'll be tahor, because we'll know that that was the last possible day for her to go to the mikvah. Shouldn't she go every single day to fulfill a mitzvah? Yeah, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds that tefillah, that bismana, is not, in fact, a mitzvah. And that's how, right, Rabbi Yossi can have a steer on Rabbi Yossi's, because it's two different Rabbi Yossi's. Tell me about another Rabbisa. Haroah Keri B'Yom Kippurim, if a person sees some sort of seminal omission in Yom Kippur, is that good or is that bad? So the Gemara says, well, first of all, Yored V'Togol V'la Erev Yishav Sheif. You should go to the mikvah, and then at night, meaning a Motzei Yom Kippur, he should wash himself off to make sure there's no chafifos. The Gemara says, La'erev? Why do you have to wash yourself off to make sure there's no chafifos after the mikvah? Right? My dava hava. Right? At that point, you're in the mikvah already. If you had a chatzitza, then it's no good. And if you didn't, then it is good. So what's the point of washing yourself down afterwards? The Gemara says, Ela imam ba'erev yishav sheif. No, you should do it beforehand. And they should do it, and apparently, again, that could be, that's again, they should make sure that he's clean, right, and able to go to the mikvah. Tana kamei de Rav Nachman, they taught a brice in front of Rav Nachman. Haro kari biyom kipurim avonosa mochulim lo. If a person sees a valkari, some sort of similar mission on Yom Kippur, so his sins are forgiven. The Gemara says about Tanya avonosa sidurin. Didn't we have a different brice that says his sins are set up in Seder, in an orderly manner, i.e. implying that he's going to be in big trouble? So Gemara says, no, not my Sidurin. What does it mean that his veirs are set up? Right? Sidurin limachal, right? Line them up to knock them down. Right? They're all set up to get mechila, to get forgiveness. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, haroa kerabi yom kippurim, vidat kol hashana kula. Says Rabbi Yishmael, it's an ominous sign if a person sees a seminal mission on Yom Kippur, and he should be careful all year. But him also low shana, right? But if he survives the year, so then muftakel shu ben olam haba, then he can guaranteed that he is a ben olam haba. What's it called? What's the pshat? Because of Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Even though, right? Again, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? He had this kind of ominous thing, right? The pasha says, right? He had enough mitzvos to kind of outweigh, right, that ominous future. Right, so Baruch Hashem, he's probably going to be good stuff. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Teda, you should know that is true. Shekol Olam Kulo Ra'ev V'Husaveya. You should know that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves him, because the entire world is starving and he is satisfied. What does that mean? Because pasha is that when a person has some sort of similar mission, even if it's against his will, and let's say at night when he's sleeping or in a dream or whatever, so that he still does derive some slight pleasure. And all the entire world is abstaining from that type of pleasure in Yom Kippur, right? It's one of the five Inuyim. But for whatever reason, this happened against his will, perhaps, he still had some sort of seminal emission, some sort of perhaps pleasure in this area, right? And Kosh Baruch Hu's taking care of him, right? He's gonna, you know, giving this person, right, even though, right, he obviously didn't do it on purpose, but it's still, Kosh Baruch Hu is still kind of giving him a little bit of an enjoyment. So you should know that Kosh Baruch Hu loves him, right? Okay, and then we'll just finish up. We'll save Rav Dimi for the Siyam. Rav Dimi will say that again when Rav Dimi said that it's a good omen, the person will live for a very long life. But again, you'll have many children, right? As the pasuk says, "Yera zera yarech yamim." Person who sees zera, he will have a long life, a lot of days. And again, that the idea, right? Again, if he really means if he sees his children, able to raise his children. But again, obviously the double entendre over here by seeing shechor zera on Yom Kippur. Okay, but we'll say mazel tov. Very, very exciting. Very excited to start Masechah Sukkah with you tomorrow. Sukkah is kind of a very, you know, just like, if you remember, just like Pesachim, right, where Pesachim ended right before Pesach, and I'm sure it enhanced Yor Yontif, so too Sukkah, right, in about two months worth, will put us right before Sukkah. So undoubtedly, this learning Daf Yomi, if you got to the end here, you don't need my encouragement, but to learn Sukkah right before Sukkah is very exciting. And as well, that's very similar. It's also similar to Erevin in that it does help if you have some sort of picture aid, some picture reference, some sort of, and some of the art scrolls have, some of the other picture books, a ton of picture books available for the Dalet Minim, but even to learn the sugyas about Sukkah, right, definitely helpful to see exactly what the Gemara is talking about, because back in the day, right, we have pretty standard Sukkahs nowadays, right? Back in the day, they did not have standard sukkahs, so they had all these shilas in terms of what types of sukkahs are kosher, so it definitely helps to have some sort of visual picture book or whatever, but very exciting, mazel tov, and we will go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow.